This brings us to the conclusionary section of the thesis. And I begin it with a quote by James Lovelock, which he simply says, "We need to have faith in Gaia." The first area of the conclusion is titled Global, Local, Local, Global. You've heard me mention that a little bit along the way. As Gustavo Esteva, Mexican elder and spokesperson for the Zapatistas, says, "We are coming to a totally new world." As he lectured to us, changing the world is hard, if not impossible. A new world is coming with no set design and a large degree of uncertainty. One of the lessons of the 20th century is that the leaders, no matter how great, have failed. Key words for the future are hope, surprise, friendship, and humility. What has been and what is now is not to be. When my thoughts and visions come forth, I see many feasible ways for humanity to survive these coming times. In terms of healthcare in the modern world after peak oil and climate change, we must take back the basic everyday medicine found in plants. That is already true for a majority of the world. We must keep that in mind. Thinking of at the level of institutions does not ultimately serve us. I do not feel the healthcare industry and government need to be central to our lives. I see those rare health needs that get beyond a personal level being helped at the family and extended family level. In India and Southern Africa, each family has a healer associated with it who is around when the counsel is needed. Any extraordinary cases can be taken care of at the community level. But I do not support the existence of large institutions, not even cities. I see it all networked out at the human level. Ever bigger machines entailing ever bigger concentrations of economic power and exerting ever greater violence against the environment do not represent progress. They are a denial of wisdom. Wisdom demands a new orientation of science and technology towards the organic, the gentle, the nonviolent, the elegant, and the beautiful, so said E.F. Schumacher. He continued to add that education can help us only if it produces whole people. The truly educated person is not a person who knows a bit about everything, not even the person who knows all the details of all subjects, if such a thing were even possible. The whole person, in fact, may have detailed knowledge of facts and figures and theories. He may treasure the Encyclopedia Britannica because she knows and he didn't. But he or she will truly be in touch with their center. A modern urban economist is used to measuring the standard of living by the amount of annual consumption, assuming all the time that a person who consumes more is better off than a person who consumes less. A Buddhist economist would consider this approach excessively irrational, since consumption is merely a means to human well-being. The aim should be to obtain the maximum of well-being with the minimum of consumption. The less toil there is, the more time and strength is left for artistic creativity. Modern economics, on the other hand, considers consumption to be the sole end and purpose of all economic activity. So said E.F. Schumacher in his classic Small is Beautiful. These medicine plants, like the food plants, will be valuable to the degree that they are locally available. A major determination of what medicine will be available for you will be how many medicine feet it is from harvesting to preparing to administering an herb. As Rob Hopkins says, small is not only beautiful, small is also inevitable. Emergencies and crises will once again need to be handled in more local ways. Can we stay conscious globally and live fully into wherever we are? The name Gaia has not crossed enough lips in a meaningful way. Not enough people have been Gaia'd. May this come to pass. May a new age of humanity come into being, a time we seek to become self-aware at the planetary level. Holistic science has shown up, reaffirmed, and indeed introduced us to principles from which to live, explore, and find meaning within Gaia. James Duke quotes as saying, "As we learn to grow our medicines, they grow us." We are in a dance between the development of self and the service to community. Within that, there is a merging into the collective self. Our journey now is to balance the global and the local and the global. Trusting plants. "There is so much to learn," said Susan Weed, "about herbs and healing. How can we assure ourselves of our own competence? Do we need a system of diagnosis interlocked with categories of herbs? These are questions that have concerned healers for thousands of years and still concern us today. The answer lies in our commitment to ourselves as whole human beings and our commitment to ease suffering of others in truth and beauty, in change, in compassion. When we commit to the wholeness in ourselves, we become whole to the wholeness of all life, especially the wholeness of the Green Nations. Science divides things into parts so we can comprehend them. Art and nature teach us wholeness. Yes, the final say of how to use them is the plants themselves. The ultimate authority in herbal medicine is not a teacher nor a book. The information you can trust is from the horse's mouth, or in this case, from the plant's mouth." This is from Susan Weed in the Journal of Northeastern Herbal Association, Summer Fall 2004. I was impressed during several of my interviews with the herbal medicine experts that the theme kept coming back to the importance of food as medicine. When I asked about the important herbal medicines from the world, they would speak of spices, common plants, and what's in the kitchen more often than the latest discovery of some famous or soon to be famous herbal superhero or magic pill. As Susan Weed is famous for saying, "What you need most grows out your back door." If this work leaves you feeling unresolved, that is because it is. We are just beginning again. Let us draw from the past, come fully into the present, and walk bravely into the future. In some ways, we are well prepared to lift our consciousness to the global level, and in other areas, we are very ignorant. This work sheds light on areas to focus our attention of plants and modalities of the world in the sense of healing, if we are to thrive in the coming times. The longer we live, the more we will see the Aquarian Age come forth. Let us help the Piscean Age fall away gently. We are being asked to be both hospice worker and midwife in these transitioning times. May Gaian consciousness reign forth and guide us with the plants as our allies. So ends this thesis. What follows the main text is a reference section and a bibliography, which list 100 or more books to look into to further understand some of the issues that are being brought here. I know this was a relatively complex academic piece, so if you're listening to this, maybe you'll have a chance to be able to listen to it again and maybe take some notes on areas to follow up, and some of these books at the end will help you along that way. And then there's a series of three appendices. The first appendix is the interview actual questions I asked the six people who I interviewed. The second appendix is the questionnaire, which lists the questions I asked and the 64 herbs that we've talked about. And then the final appendix is the results data. So it's actually the raw data, which we, in this piece that I just read to you, discussed the conclusions of and the discussions around. So that brings us to, once again, the end of the emerging planetary medicines thesis, completed in 2008, September of 2008. I feel this work has its importance in the next 3 to 5 years. So I ask of you to embody whatever you can from what you've heard, live it into your life, and importantly, pass this on and pass on any corollaries of other books and other ideas to the circle around you. We need to hit that 100th monkey and really push forward. And I feel this winter coming, the winter between 2008 and 2009, is essential. So I'm trying to get this out as fast as I can to people who want to read it and listen to it. So it's available in written form, and also people can link to this sound recording on my website at plantsandhealers.com. What else? That pretty much brings us to the end of our time. Do what you can. Be part of the change, part of the transition. Stay connected. Communicate out. Reach into community. Improve yourself and be a good example in your community. And let's get together. Together from the grassroots up, we can live into a beautiful future together with all of its uncertainty and all of its possibilities. Together, we can make a great transition. What comes next now is the reading from the table of contents. So that will be coming here. The table of contents, for those interested, begins with the introduction, then moves, that's broken down into Transition to Gaian Consciousness as one title, Holistic Science Overview. That's the first tape. Then begins the second part of the introduction, our relationship with plants and emerging planetary herbology. That ends the second section. The third section begins with a literature review and moves us through the primary list, the secondary list, the tertiary list, and then everybody else who, all the other works that influence the literature review. Then I read my Good Aim. That ended that section. And then began the next section, which was the healing modalities of the world, beginning with the foundational systems of Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, Western herbalism, the herbal movement in the United States, Native American medicine of North America, Central America and Caribbean, and South American. That ended the next section. The next section began with the African medicine, Polynesian medicine, traditional medicine, Aboriginal medicine, hybrids of the foundational modalities, which included nature cure, contemporary Western medicine, homeopathy, flower essences, energetic healing, medicine of the earth, the people's medicine, and anthroposophical medicine. That ended the next section. Then came the next section, which was the results. And we reviewed the methodology, the interviews, used the methodology of the interviews, the methodology of the questionnaire, and did a results discussion, including a write-up called Medicine Feet. Then that ended that section, and our final section was the conclusions, in which I mentioned in the written form, concluded with a reference section and a bibliography, and then three appendices, the interview questions, the questionnaire, and the results data. This was followed by a glossary and a list of tables and charts and figures that are within the work. Well, once again, thank you for listening and contemplating the points brought up in this thesis, and please share it with the world and the work ahead. Blessings to you, and see you down the green path.